This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. An alleged triple murderer and two other inmates have been charged with planning to kill a law enforcement officer and effect a jailbreak. Natrell McInnes, age 28, Devon Bowen, age 28, and a 17-year-old were arrested Wednesday, according to the State Bureau of Investigation. The investigation began last month, and McInnes is now in custody in the Granville Correctional Center. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A student at Southeastern Community College was injured Wednesday when a firearm fell from a vehicle and discharged. The student was transported to Columbus Regional with non-life-threatening injuries. No other students were involved. There was never a danger to other people on the campus, the school said in a press release. A traffic stop for speeding and loud mufflers led county vice and narcotics agents to a major drug arrest on November 27th. Zaki Butler, age 44, was jailed for trafficking opiates and other charges. He was held under a $500,000 secured bond. Butler was arrested after information developed during the traffic stop near Pine Circle Road led to the discovery of heroin, crack, and powdered cocaine. We have much more on this story on our website. A structure fire on Money Hole Road started from a space heater early today, but rekindled in what officials are calling suspicious circumstances. No one was injured in the pre-dawn fire. It was the second space heater fire in Acme Delco Riegelwood's fire district in less than 24 hours. Both homes were destroyed. No one was injured. It is parade week in Columbus County. You better bundle up and get ready to get into the Christmas spirit, whether you like it or not. It kicks off tonight with Tabor City's parade and Christmas events starting at 6 p.m. The lighting of the community Christmas tree will follow at 7:30. We understand there's going to be snow there at Santa's Workshop at the town gateway. Chicken bog bowls will also be for sale, so you can have a nice hot dinner. Don't forget, the Tinseling Tabor Bazaar starts tonight after the parade and the other festivities. Our very own Misty Crib is going to be live streaming the parade via the ColumbusCountyNews.com Facebook page. Lake Waccamaw is going to light their community Christmas tree Friday at 6 p.m. The Lake's Christmas Parade is Saturday at 10. Lineup will be along Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Light the Lake will also be going on throughout the Christmas season as residents decorate their piers and boats along the waterfront. Saturday is the holiday extravaganza in Wyville. The parade will be at 6 p.m., followed by the lighting of the community Christmas tree at Vineland Station, carriage rides, a kids' zone, pictures with Santa, food trucks, music for the Edgewood course, all kinds of fun stuff going on. It's always a big time in downtown Wyville when they have the holiday extravaganza. We look forward to seeing you out there. Javern's Christmas parade and festivities start Sunday at 3 p.m. The Boys and Girls Home is sponsoring the Christmas Nativity Journey. More than 1,000 different nativity scenes are set up at four locations. The self-guided tour is from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Saturday. It's free. The donations are appreciated. Sarah Gorda Baptist Church has its annual chili and soup cook-off Sunday. Contestants should be at the church by 4 p.m. Doors open at 5. Entry fee for cooks is $5, and admission for taste testers is $5. That gets you 3 tokens for voting. And $20 will get you unlimited tasting and 10 tokens. Call 910-619-2136 for more information. Check out our growing list of Christmas events on the CCN webpage. Make sure you send us your church's plans. We want to help everybody get the word out. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.